Daf Yomi. We're actually up to Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, towards the end of the Amud, and today happens to be Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Today, Wednesday. It's now Wednesday night, so we'll see how it goes. Let's try to finish the parak today. Mitz Hashem. We'll try. So Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're learning about Matan Amanas Lahachzer. We had a sugi in the middle. Back to with Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama. Now we're back to Matan Amanas Lahachzer. Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Around 2/3 of the way down. The Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. If a person says shows a Nosan Loch B'Matana, you have it until a certain day. Amanash Tachzi Beili. You have to give it back to me. Higdisho, he was makdish it, Vech Zero, and then he gave it back. So Rav Nachman says, Harezer Muktash Umuchzor. It's a Kiyum Atanai. We'll see later in the Gemara that it could be a valid Kiyum Atanai, even though the Behemoth ostensibly is Kadosh. And if it's ostensibly Kadosh, then so if it's a good Chazara, then it's a valid Matan Olam Afreya, and so it's the Hekdesh is Chal. So everything's cool. Hekdesh is Chal, you gave it back, it's cool you gave it back, so you were Mekayim the Tanai, so it was yours, so the Hekdesh is good. Amrei Rabba Rav Nachman, Maya Hadre, Rabba says it's not good. He gave him back something that he can't use. Amrei Umay Chasrei, why not? He gave him back a shor. It's interesting to note that in Hilchos Geneva, you could say Hareishal Cholafanecha, and that's probably what the Gemara means, that if it's good enough for Hareishal Cholafanecha, the Yimakayim Beishav is like Zeila, even though he can't use it, so it's good we gave it back. Elamar Avashi Chazina, we see. Yomalei, Amanash Atachsi Reyu, without the word Li, or Hadre, so as we just said the Svara, like Hareishal Cholafanecha, he gave it back. Amalei, but if he said to him, Amanash Atachsi Reyu Li, so the word li means maybe the chazilei komar li. Okay, so he wasn't mekayim the tanai if he gave it back as hekdesh. Now, this is called a conundrum. Why? Because it's a never-ending circle. If he wasn't mekayim the tanai, then it wasn't his. If it wasn't his, the hekdesh wasn't chal. If the hekdesh wasn't chal, then he did give back a shor that's worthy of use. If he gave back a shor that's worthy of use, then he was Mekayim the Tanai. If he was Mekayim the Tanai, then the Matana was Chal. If the Matana was Chal, then it's Hekdesh. This is called in English a conundrum. C-O-N-U-N-D-R-O-M. Or maybe U-M. Anyway, how do you break the conundrum? So you have to look in the Rishonim. Rishonim say, therefore, and this is a very big yesod, they say the Hekdesh is not Chal. They say, any Chalois, I'll say it in as if it's physics. Any chalois that would self-destruct when it's chal will not be chal. That's really what the Rishonim are saying. A chalois that will self-destruct, like here, if the chalois is chal, then you can't be mekayim the tanai. If he said li, remember, if he said li, if he can't be mekayim the tanai, then the hekdesh can't be chal. So then, any chalois that self-destructs cannot be chal. So the hekdesh is not chal. And therefore, the matana is chal. So we have the matana being chal, but the hekdesh not being chal. So you say, well, if the matana is chal, why is the hekdesh not chal? The answer is because if the hekdesh is chal, it will self-destruct. And a self-destructive chalais is not chal. Okay. I'm going to read the Mashmua. Akosim nechosim leacher, he gives away his nechosim. Maybe it's talking about a shchidmara, maybe it's talking about a bori. Bomer Allah efshi bohen. Kana, he is kana anyway. Now everybody here should be saying to themselves, that's weird. How can you be kana if you don't want to? That's a very good point. The Gemara will make that point. Rabbi Yechon Am Aloy kana. He doesn't want to, he's not kana. Amar Abba Bamama, the late Fligi. We don't have enough Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, which is actually Wednesday's daf. Tam B'Tzavach Meitara, Rabbi Yechanan, who says that the Mekabel's not Koine, is when he always said, I don't want it, Tzavach Meitara. Tam, where we said he is Koine, Shmuel, is Shosef Meitara, he was quiet. So we say that he at one point in time agreed to accept it, and he got it. He was through a shtar, maybe he was a shvidmara. Now he can't say, I don't want it, unless he's maskerid or gives it away. So that's the solution here. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok talked about the following scenario. Zikala ala de'achim. He didn't give it to him directly, but he gave it to someone else to be zeichah for him. B'shosak ula b'soif tzavach. Same scenario. So he says, in this case, don't know the machlekes v'shim v'gamli over Rabbana. Why? How? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, HaKlesh v'chos v'acher, V'hoyu b'hen avodim, V'amr halah e'efshi b'hen. What do I need avodim for? I have to feed them. Who knows what? And Hoya Rabban Shani, if the Makabu Matona means, was a Kohen, Harielu Ochlin Betruma, which seemingly says in the Tanakhama that even though he doesn't want it, he's kind of them. Okay? Shimon Gamli alone there? No? Kibbe Shomer Allah E.F. Shibahem? Rozachu Bahem Yorishim. So because he doesn't want it, he's not kind of. So the guy gets it back, the Nosein, or maybe his Yorushim if he died. Ravinamba, what's going on here? But Tanakamo, Afilo, I'm a good Sodeach, how could that be? Because again, Tanakamo means he's not, he's kind of it anyway. And Moya Rabban Cheney Koyan, Ariel Echel Betruma means he's kind of it anyway. Vomar Rabba Vitamer Rabbi Yechron, but Sodeach may call the Huliamu Pulu the Lekoni. Right? Shosak, the Huliamu Pulu the Lekoni. Everybody is more like we said before, he is kind of, which is what we said before in the Brechna. Keep thinking, so what's the machlokes here? So Zikalai the Acher, a case where he wasn't directly involved. And the Shosak Lubasov Tzovach. So the Tanakam Basova, mid the Shosak Kaninu, just as we said, if he got it directly himself, by the Kutsovach, Mehduhu the Kodabe, just like when he gets it himself, we say that that's what's going on. From Shimon Gamliel, so when you give it to someone else, Hochiach Sofu al Tchilaso, the Haidu al Tzovach al Hashta, because he figured, why should I? The Tzovach al Motel Yodi, my Etzvach, why should I scream if I didn't get it to my hands? So when you give it under the Acher, we have a reason to say, more of a reason to say, that that's why he was Shaisik Meikara, and that's why you're still not Kainer, because of what the Shimon Gamliel says. Okay. New Gemara, Tora Rabbana. Shivra Shomar Truma Sayam Zuz Laploni Ushlosh Meos Laploni Rabbah Meos Laploni Einomim Kolachodim Bishkai Zoche. Let's say there's a limited amount of money. We don't say that he meant to give it one after the other. He meant to give them all at once, and they split according to the percentage. Like, you got to do the math. If the 200, 300, 400, you figure out the percentage, and then you take that much percentage of the money that they're getting. Lefikach, Yotzo Lov Shtar Chol, Gova Mikulam. Again, Lefi the percentage, of course, that they got. Avalim Omar, but if he said, Tumusayim Zuz Leploni, the Achrov, and afterwards, Shlosh Meos Leploni, 300, the Achrov Leploni, then the 400 to the third one. So, Oimrim, then we say, Kol HaKoydim Mishtar Zoycher, whoever's first gets it. Why? Because there's a rule, you don't get from the chosim b'nei chayrin, b'shubadim, kol zman sheyesh b'nei chayrin. So the last guy to get it is always going to have to give it up, because the shibud, he took the last b'nei chayrin. Imein, if there's not enough to collect from there, goyvim mishal ufonav. Number two, ain lo, goyvim mishal ufonav. But that's how the system works. Tana rabbanan. Another Russian type thing. Shkidmar Asher Omar, Trumas Ayam Zuz Leploni, Bni Bechor, Kora Ulo. It's coming to him. Note one, he takes it. The note there is Bechor also. We'll see in the Gemara what the Russian is mashma. He gets it, and he takes also the Bechor. Bechor, no, it doesn't come off the Bechor. He meant to say, you know, he's fitting together, he's a good guy, so he gets that and that. It's an addition. Imamar Bibuchol Raso, if that's the way he said it, let him take it. Either he said it plain, the Rashbam says, or he said Bibuchol Raso. Then Yodu Alel Yoinah, so he has a choice. Wrote a note law, he could take it
he could take it, and Rosh Hanukkah B'chayr Rosoy, if, in other words, if the B'chayr is more than 200, he could take the B'chayr. He has a choice. He meant to give him a choice. He could take this, and he could take this, and it wouldn't be as B'chayr, it would be as a Matana. He could still get the rest of the B'chayr. You can't cut out the B'chayr. That's the Lav L'yuchal B'chayr. But he could take the 200 as a Matana, and he could take the whole B'chayr, including this 200, as the B'chayr. So it could be the Yerushal Matana. Okay, now, the same type of thing. If that's all he said, and that's the way he said it, she takes it. B'nai tell us tsubasa. It means b'naisa. But if he said b'tsubasa, so the same thing applies. We don't want to daf kuf lamet ches amud beis. Yadar el yaina, she can choose. Ratsa, naitlasa, she can take it as a matana. Ratsa, naitlasa, tsubasa, she can take it as tsuba payment.
But there, you don't give her the choice. There it's not she, an addition. The Rav just said that when it comes to before, you're, because of the Torah.
Here also, you get the whole tsuba. He can't take away her tsuba. She always will collect the full tsuba.
Earlier on, that you could theoretically lose her tsuba.
If that's the case, but that's not the case here. Look at the Rashbam. The first Rashbam in the Kufan of Chesamid Beis, who could go on to Rome Machla. It wasn't a case where she's Michael the Tzibah. Ushkit, and it wasn't one of those scenarios. Ushkit Marashalom Ratzalim Asayim Zuz Leplani Bal Chavi Karoi Loi. Night one, the night El Es Chayzai. It's the Naisaf. The Imam Abbechai Loi, night one, the Chayzai. Here you don't say Yadra Al Yaino. Here you say that. He has to take it as a piron chol, which means if the chayv is less than this, he can't take it. It looks like ribbon. He can only take it as a piron chol, which means he may get less than this. You know, he can't take it as a matana. He takes it as a piron chol. The Gemara asks from the Omar Karoilo, Notlon, the Notlon is Chodo. The Duma Karoilo, the Chodo Komar. Now, this is a question on all three cases. What's the pshat in the first half of all three cases? Why do you say that the Russian means Benosov? Why don't you say it means what he explicitly said in the Sefer, where he said Bechobo, or Bitsuboso, or Bibachoroso? So the Lord says, Amurabakman, Amurihuna, Amurabekimahi, that when you say extraneous Lashonos, you mean to me, Miyate the Koach, even if you're not saying it explicitly. But you mean to be me after the co-op of the person you're talking to, giving to. The Dayak Rishni Yaseir. What's the case? The Tanan, we learned way back when, in Amarkos Abayas, when you sell a house, the lowest are bored, the lowest are dus. You don't send, like, sell the, where they used to store water, bore and dus, different types of binyan, bakarka, different ways of making the kafir of bakarka. So that's not sold, that's like an entity in and of itself. The other is a Kosovo Imkaviruma, but it doesn't mean that. It means the air, the ground under the house. It doesn't mean the board. That's what the Kiva holds. But Tzarek Likach Derek, you have to buy an easement. Because we say buy in Yofer, who Mocher. So he didn't mean to leave himself that easement. So he has to buy a path in order to get to the board, or do. That's what the Kiva says. But the Chachamim Boim made Tzarek Likach Derek. They hold by and raw, who knows, saying, meaning he means to leave over for himself what he needs, and therefore he doesn't have to buy a derek, he has it automatically. The mother of the Kivan does not, to Omar Lo, if he said extra words, chutz me'elu, except for the board of Duris, which he didn't have to say, so he meant to be miyata the koach of the mocher even more than it is now, which according to every Kivan would mean that. So Moshe Rabbeinu she'ein tzarech likach lo derech. I'm sorry, the chutz. So he meant to retain more because of the extra lashon. So he retained the derech. So Rabbeinu's moide, he keeps the derech if he added this extraneous lashon of chutz me'elu. Al Rabbeinu the loy tzarech the kamar the tfuya misa ka'asi. Al Chanani here also even the loy tzarech he didn't have to say kara'u lo the kamar and he said it. The Tfuya Mirza Kasa, he means to add to his Kriyos, which means he collects in addition to the Tzuba, in addition to the Chol, in addition to the Bechayla, he gets this as well. Tanu Rabbanan. Shchid Ma'asham, Ma'amona Yesli Yetzir Plaini. Someone owes me a money. Very nice of him to say so. Ha'edim Kaysen, they can write it. Abu Bushain Makirin, they don't know if he's chayiv or not. It's not going to be a real star. They have to write it. They heard the Shchid Ma'asham say so. Lefikas, therefore, Kishuhu Govia, if the ocean come to the Govia, talk with the Raya. The star is a meaningless thing. They wrote it because the guy told them. Give it every name. The Chachamim Oimrim and Kreislin, you're not allowed to write it in the first place. No one came out here and this may know that the guy Taka owes money. Lefikas, and conversely, since they can't write it unless they know the guy owes money, Kishuhu Govia, when the Yerushim attack go to the Chol, ain't so a crazy raya. They don't have to bring another raya. They have this raya. They have this star. Well, Nachman on the Rehuma, Tomer, Rabbi Meir Omer, ain't Kreisler. They can't. The Chachamim Oimrim in Kreisler. They could.
The opposite.
What?
It's the opposite.
Yeah. That's Rabbi Meir Omer. That they can't ever assume Bezdin Tohen. We're afraid to be a Bezdin that won't know the din, and they'll see a star, and they'll collect with it. So therefore he said, you know, we're going to talk and make sure it's a star, and you're not allowed to write it unless you talk and know. I'm more demon our day, so increase the Bezdin Tohen. You don't have to be afraid, and therefore you could write it, even if you don't know if it's true or not, and you're not afraid that the Bezdin will go collect with the star. The Maish Rambam the Rebbe, we find that we are Choshish for Bezdin Toyin. The Rambam Rebbe in Chotzen, Elam Kein Makir, and Bezdin can't be Misadir HaChalitza, unless they know that this is Taka the Yavam, and this is Taka the Yavama, so they'll be Misadir it, and then they'll give a star that she can get married in the Shuk. So they have to know that this is Taka, they're not going to be producing a full star. Elam Mo'anir, the Shmiyan, Elam Kein Makir, Lefikas, therefore, since they're not allowed to do it unless they know that this is taco happening, place them, they can write get the chalitza to get chalitza to get me, and they can write a document saying that the angel who saw the chalitza or the bezdin can write Baba Bishain Makirin, even though they don't know who it is, but we assume the bezdin knew, because that's what we're saying, that the bezdin has to know. So we assume the bezdin knew and it's valid, and they could write the star that such and such a woman is indeed Mutter Lashuk. My timer, Lav is in the Chazis in the Bezdin Toyin. So he's saying, you're afraid, if you say they can do it without knowing, so you're afraid some Bezdin will think that you do have to know. So they'll think that you knew. So they'll be Mutter Lashuk based on the star. And really you didn't know. So we better pass the Yitaka have to know. So that in case of the Bezdin Toyin, there won't be any mistakes made. So the Chayla, that shows that yes, Chayla is in the Bezdin Toyin. Right, Bezdin doesn't be dealing with Daika. Bezdin is not, Bezdin A did a Chalitza or a Mian, so Bezdin B is not going to check into it. They're going to assume it's okay. It's not a word, you never Chayla is in Bezdin Toyin. You are, but not a different Bezdin is not going to, like, just critically examine. They're going to assume that what the first Bezdin did is good.
What's the person trying to accomplish
with
the star?
No, it'll say that she got chalitza. It'll say the name of the real woman. She didn't want to undergo the chalitza ceremony. She can't imagine spitting in public. She said, I got a great idea. I'll send this other lady in. Bezdin will make the chalitza even if they don't recognize the lady. They'll write the star. And then I'll take the star and I'll be free. I'll be able to get married with it. So Bezdin Boser Bezdin Boser Beidina Loi Daiki Beidina Boser Eidim Daiki. In other words, the Eidim, the Shchimra, you're dealing with Eidim. But they're going to write a star. So we're not Choshish for Bezdin Tohen because they don't mind to critically examine the star that the Eidim wrote. But they won't critically examine what the Bezdin, a previous Bezdin, did. And therefore, we are choshesh that they'll let the woman get married based on this star. And therefore, we better make sure that it's taka good
that they kaka recognize the woman. Next Mishnah. The next Mishnah continues with the case that the father said the guf la'achamisa, he gave away the guf to the son la'achamisa, and he kept the peiros for himself. Right? Me'achshav la'achamisa means guf mehayom and peiros la'achamisa. Ha'av tolesh u'machil l'chol misha yirtza, because it's peiros, so he can go l'chatchila and make them into peiros. U'mashi ni'ach tolesh, if he dies and he didn't eat them yet, harei shel hayoshin, it belongs to all the Yoshim, because he had it, it was Paris. The Gemara says, Torish in, Mechubelo, what about Mechubelo? It sounds like it, the Paris that grew, and then Mechubelo to the tree, so Ataka, and then the father died, so it belongs to the Makabu Matana. But Tanya, we learned that if the son sold the Mechosim, and then the father died, and there were Paris Mechubelo there, Shomen is hamuchuborim lelokeach, meaning the lokeach is not zoche in the peiros. You have to make an estimate what it's worth, and the lokeach pays that amount to the yorshim. Now the lokeach bought the zchuyot of the son, and if we say that the lokeach doesn't have the peiros that are on the tree, the mechuborim, because he has to pay for them, that means the son didn't have it either. So, and that's our chakira. Does the son get the peiros mechuborim? And we see here that the lokeach who bought from the son doesn't get peiros mechuborim. Amaru leloi kasha. Kan in our Mishnah where we were medayek that peiros hamechuborim do go to the mekabel matana, if no, it's because we're dealing with a case where he gave it to his son. We'll see. And when the son, like you said before, daita shalodom kroyveitzel b'no, he wants him to have a stronger kinyan, a more healthy kinyan, a more gishmaki kinyan, a more encompassing kinyan, so it'll encompass even the peiros mechuborim. Kan in the braisa, where the implication is that peiros mechuborim do not belong to the mekabel hamatana, he has to pay for them, ba'acher, it's talking about a different person. So there, ha'il b'dak t'shalot m'kor b'etzel b'no, so we say he meant to give his son a schus, more of a tangible schus, even in peiros mechuborim. Mashen came by a regular person, which is the Bryce's case, so it's talking about Odomacher, not the son. We continue now with the last Mishnah in the Perek, Randaf Kuflamites Amal Aleph, which is rather tomorrow's Daf. Kuflamites. If we can do tomorrow, if we finish now, and we can do tomorrow, Fridays and Shabbos, so we're afaveg of maintaining, treading water. It's only because we're not learning Rashbam, though, which is terrible. But we're going to hang in there and do that because of the size of the bletta, and it is hot sugyas. And if we continue into Sanhedrin, we'll learn Rashi. Hiniach bonem gdoyle buktana. My father died. No tzavah is the estate. Eina gdoyle misparnasin. Misparnasin, when you're talking ksuba talk, is clothing. Mizonos is mizonos. You talk about zonum mefarnes. You'll find that lashon a lot of times. Maybe even in benching, you use kel zonum mefarnes lakol. I don't know. But in ksubis, when you're talking in mishnayos and ksubis, the fifth parak and the fourth parak, parnosa means clothing. Einad bilum is parnasim al yedei akatana, meaning there's an estate. They say, hey man, let's just take from the kitty. No rush to split up the Yerusha, we'll take from the kitty. Now the Gedolim need more clothing, fancier clothing, they have to be in style, so we don't let them do that. Al means on the cheshbon of the Gedolim, they need more mezonos, they have to go to the doctor every once in a while. You're dealing with little kids, you know, whatever, not yet. We split the estate, we don't let them play games like that with the estate. Nosu Gedolim, if the Gedolim got married and they took from the estate the chasun expenses, Yesu Aktanim, so then fair is fair, and we don't measure dollar for dollar or shekel for shekel, they take the chasun expenses from the estate. The Imam Ketanim Harei Anu Nosum Kederech Kenesosim Atem Ain Shomen Lohen, which is kind of contradictory to what we just said 5 seconds ago. So the Gemara will say it's talking about that the older ones got married when the father was alive, and the father wrote the checks. Now the Ketanim are saying, let us take from the estate, just like you took from Papa. Sorry, too bad. What he gave the Gedolim, he gave. That was his prerogative. And too bad. No son. And they can't go take from the estate because there's an inequality. Now we have the same thing with daughters. Iniach bonus Gedolos Ektanos. And Agdolos Misparnasos. Are Ektanos? That would be unfair. They have to buy a new dress every week. Ektanos Nizonos Al Hagedolos. Al Agdolos, I mean, on the Cheshbonot. Elochokos, the estate Beshoveh. Nosu Agdolos. Also, Agdolos from the estate money, Yisur Tanos, the Amor Tanos, when Papa was alive and he gave you money, and Shomen Lohem. Zechomen Bibonos Mibonim. Now, there is one difference now that we'll say where there's a stringency that we take that Bonos have that Bonim don't have. Shabonos Nizonos Alabonim. When there's a Yerusha, it's a Taik Subah, the person died, that the daughters are supported by the estate. Even though the sons are Yerush, they can tell her to fly a kite, but there's a tzaik suba that they have to support a daughter until a certain period in her life. For us, it's not negeya, because Lamai said until she becomes a Bulgaris. They used to get married as soon as they became a Bulgaris. Bulgaris is 12 and a half, so like, come out, not negeya. Even though there's a tzad when she gets married, but we pasuk in Bulgaris. Anyway, so that's the regular din. The ein nizonos al bonos. In other words, if all you have is daughters, then the tzaik suba dissipates. They can't take from the estate and get parnosa. But they split up. They're all yoshim. They're all bonos. They split the Yerusha. Something Gemara Marova. Hai Godu Achi, the eldest brother, who's running the affairs of the estate before it split up. The lovers Vikasi Mibesa, he did take money from the estate to buy a sharp suit. I don't know that, but the evidence good, because we say the brothers want. He's dealing with the business people, he's investing, he has to go to Wall Street, he has to go to the Bursa on Tel Aviv, he has to look sharp, he has to look like a chush of a guy, so they're happy that he does that. Banan Tanan, ain't Agdolim Ispanasim Alaktanim? Masisim Beshircha. Mish was talking about a guy in Kail. So what does he need a new suit for? He just wants a new suit, too bad. By the way, Shircha doesn't mean a Kail guy. It means an Adam bottle. No comments, please. So, they don't gain anything from him having a new suit. Shircha Pshita, so that's pretty partial. Mao de Tema, Nichalu de Loninvil. They still want the oldest brothers to dress sharply because he represents them in any way that he represents the family. So we don't say that to Mashmalon. The Mishnah says, Vaito Nosu Gdoilim Yisu Ktanim. They also take from the estate. But then the next line said that the Ktanim cannot say, we want to take from the estate the way the older brothers took. That's Mamash Astira from one line to the next. Maika Amar. The way we explained the Mishnah when we learned it. Nosu Gdoilim Lachamisus Avihan and took from the estate. Yisu Ktanim Lachamisus Avihan. Abu Nosu Gedolim B'chayi Avihan, and the father wrote the checks out. And then the father died, and the Ketanim said, Papa gave you money, so we'll take the estate money. Sorry. To the oldest brothers, no son, and they have no right to take from the estate. The following question. A woman borrowed money. Milval pet. The Ochla, and she used the money, which is really Lavdafka, because Milval Loi Tzon didn't know. So there's no real difference if she used it or not. The Umba Venise, she then gets married. So she was single. Single girl borrows money. She owes money now. And she got married, and she brought in the Chosim to the Baal. Now, we're talking about Nichsei Melud. There's different types of Nichsei that a woman brings in as dowry. We're talking about Nichsei Melud. Nichsei Melud means that it remains her property. The Baal gets the payrolls. She owns an apartment. The Baal rented out. The Baal gets the rent money. That's called payrolls. But the apartment's hers. It has nothing to do with the Ksuba. I mean, it's Nichsei Melud. is not part of the payment that he has to make to her when he dies, or there's a divorce. It's mamish hers. What it is he has a schus in the payers. So the Gemara wants to know, Baal okeach avei, is his rights in what she brings in the rights of a purchaser, or yoresh havei, or is it as if he's a yoresh? I know she's alive, but the question is, what type of schus did the chachamim give the Baal? Lokeach or yoresh? And now we explain. Lokeach havei, is he like a purchaser? Milval pein agregum and alakuchos. So even though she owes someone money, he can't take away this karka because the Baal had it first, even though he only had it lepeiros, but he had it first, and he's a lokeach. And milval pein is not agregum and alakuchos. Or doma yoresh havei, he's considered a yoresh. So the Baal Choyd could take it away from the husband. Amalei Rava answered Avua Bar Gneva, Tanina, I'm going to interpret our mission in a way that will answer your Shaila. It says, Nosu Gedolos, Yisu Ketanos, my love, I'm going to suggest the Mishnah means as follows. Nisu Gedolos Liba'al, they got married to a Baal, and they took the chasen expenses from the estate. Yeah, more than their share in the Yerusha. Yisu ketanos mibal. When the younger ones get married, they could take that money from the money from the Baal, meaning from the husband of the gedolos. If they took too much money, they took too much, there's extra money, so they could now go take it for their nesuin money from the nechosim that the bonos ketanos brought in. Now, right now, they have it. The husband's eating payros. So if the husband's a lokeach, l'chora, they can take it. So if they could take it, so then we say he's a yoresh. No, this was the shayla, milval peh, and it's like they borrowed the money. So milval peh, Mamashawa Shaila. So that's how Rava wants to interpret the Mishnah. Nosu Gedolos and took too much from the estate, so it's like a loan. Yisu Ketanos Mibal. They could take the money back from the Baal, so you see he's a Yorish, not a Lokeach. No, that's not what it means. Nisu Gedolos Lebal, Yisu Ketanos Lebal. They could, the way we interpreted the Mishnah, plain Pasuk Pshat, that they could also get married and take the money from the estate. Not they could take money from the Baal of the older ones, but they could get married, the Baal. Amy, that's very nice, and maybe it's more the simple shot in the Mishnah, but for Tani, we learned in a Brisa of the Farish, Nasu Gedolos Li Baal, Yisu Ketanos Mi Baal. Okay? The Gemara says, Dilma Shiny Parnosa Dislokola. Your Raya is based on the premise that Milval Peh is not Govim and Alakuchos. Now the reason Milval Peh is not, so you say, okay, so you see the Baal's a Yoresh, because you see they can take it. But the reason Milval Peh is not Goyver from Lekuchos is because there's no coil. So it's not fair to the Lekuchos. But this Inyan, this special debt of the Ketanos taking estate money in order to pay for the Chasana is called Yesh Lekol. It's something that's Mufursum. And therefore, this is a case where this type of Milval Peh can be Goyver from Lekuchos. And therefore you have no raya to your shayla. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, a different raya than a Baal's a Yoresh, considered a Yoresh. La Vayna D'Sholach, is this not what Sholach Ravin V'Igarte, he sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael to Bogel. Misha Meis, Hiniach Almanu Ubas, Almanosu Nizoynus Menachosav, because that's a Tznai Ksuvah that she gets from the estate support. The Bas is the Yoreshes. Nisus Abbas, if the Bas got married and she brought the Nechosim to the Baal, Almanusim is onus Menachosav. The Almana still keeps getting supported by that estate, but she has a prior lien on it. Mesu Abbas and the husband Mamish Yarshind her. Omer Yudim Menachosav Shul Rav Yezim and Chanina. Al Yodei Hayomaisa had such a story. For Omer, Almanusim is onus Menachosav, because the husband's a Yoresh, he was a Yoresh, he's only a Yoresh. He's never more than a Yoresh, so therefore the Almana, who has a lien, can keep collecting from the Yoresh. Iyam b'shlama Yoresh havei, b'shemochi almanusin izonis menachosov, even after the Bas got married. Oli yamit lokeach havei, amayin izonis menachosov. there's a din that mizonos of an almana, you're not gover from the kuchos. So if the bazel, it's a very shemishna git. So if the bazel okayach, she can't get it. Amar Abaye, I don't need such a raya. Elad b'shalach rovin, and only adilan. You're saying, oh, because of Robin's letter that he sent such a din. I don't need that. But Tzvan, I have a Mishnah in B'chayis. Elohim Shein Chayzen B'yovel, that it doesn't go back in Yovel to the original owner. B'chayra, it's called a Matana. It's not called a Mecher, maybe, and he has to put it back into the kitty on Yovel, but he keeps it. It's not Chayzen. By Yerush Asishto, the Baal, this Tana holds that the Baal is Yerush Asishto Midir Raisa, not Midir Rabbanan. So it's a Yerusha, it doesn't go back in Yovel. Doesn't go back to the woman's mishpacha in Yovel. See, he's called the Yoirish. So you don't have to learn it out from what Robin sent. If you'd be a lekeach, he would have to give it back in Yovel. If Chachamim made him a lekeach, then midrabanan it means he'd have to give it back. But they didn't. On my way, Rava, the hashtag of the Sholach, miadinan, I'm still not so sure. Ha'amar Abizu Reb Chanina, Ve'usha Hiskinu, Ve'isha Shemokro, Benichse Melud, Ve'chaye Baila, she sold the goof. Umeisa, she died. Habal moitzi miyad halakuchos. Now that only makes sense if he's the lokeach rishon. If he has a din of a lokeach, so he's a lokeach rishon, and she sold it to a lokeach sheni. So then he gets it. He's the lokeach rishon. But if he's a yorish only, and she sold it when she was alive, then the baal no longer has any rights to it. So Stira, here you see Adaraba, that Lokeach Adi. Elamar Avashi, sometimes it's better for the Baal to be Yoresh, sometimes it's better for him to be Lokeach. Baal Shavu Rabbanaki Yoresh, Shavu Rabbanaki Lokeach. The Echid the Tobalay Abdulay, whatever's better for him they did, the guy be Yovel, Shavu Rabbanaki Yoresh. Shem Seder the day, that's who he'll keep it after Yovel, if he's like a Yoresh. Gabi Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that she sold it so he could take it away from the Lepuchos, Shabu Rabbanaka Lokeach. We should say that he did. If he'd be a Yoresh here, he'd lose, because the Lokeach would get it. So we say he's the Lokeach Rishon, he gets it. Gabi the Rabbin, that the Almona is Nizoinus Menachosim, even after the daughter gets married, so there I is beard for the Baal. So if we say we should say that the Almona, we want to take care of the Almona. Shavu Rabbanaki Yoresh. In other words, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. It's very weird. Usually Chachamim don't work that way. But here they did. They changed his din and the Nechasim based on what they result oriented. They wanted a certain result, so they played with the Takana. Now, the last case, the husband lost because we made him like a Yoresh. Because we wanted the Almona to gain. So the Gemara wants to know about that. Legabi the Rishon of Chanina, when the woman sold Nifsei Melud, we said the Baal could take it away from the Lekuchos. We could say to the Lekuchos, and still Shavir Rabbanan Kolokeach so that he should gain. Why here they didn't care about the Hesed of the Lekuchos? They wanted the husband to gain, and by the Almana they wanted the Almana to gain, and they let him lose, and they declared him to be like a Yoresh. Possum in a the Kukos shouldn't have bought the Nechasim. They saw she was married, they went ahead and bought the Nechasim. Keeping the Kabal, they boil the Lutman Miyitzu, the Yasu Tusigabra. They shouldn't have done it, so therefore we don't care about their Hesed. In the Hubsidu and Afshayah, they did it to themselves. Okay? Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, Thursday, we'll start the ninth parak.